Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Thought on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas, features the famed copper snake. The Jewish people, at the end of their 40-year sojourn through the desert, complain about the man, and Hashem sends snakes, a plague of snakes, an infestation of snakes, to bite the Jewish people. These are very poisonous snakes, and they cause great damage among the Jewish people, killing them, and the people realize their sin, and they come to Moshe, and they cry to him to pray to Hashem to save them. Hashem tells Moshe to create a copper snake and place it upon a pole, and whoever looks at the snake will be, at this copper snake on the pole, will be healed. The Mishnah, our sages named Mishnah, ask the obvious question. Since when do copper snakes heal? And since when do copper snakes cause people to die? Meaning, if you look at the snake, then you will live, and if you don't, then you will die having been bitten by the snake. And the Mishnah says that it is not the snake that heals or causes to die, but rather when a person would look at the snake, he would actually look past the snake and focus on heaven and on his Father in heaven, and he would pray to God and submit himself to God, and he would be healed. And the question raised by many commentators is, then just skip the snake and tell people, just look up at heaven and see God and understand that God is the one calling the shots and that this whole thing has come about because you have come up short in your service of God and in your relationship with Him, and that's why this is happening. And you need to return to Him to be healed. Why the need for the copper snake? One approach to this is that it's not enough just to focus on God. But rather, the idea is that the people had to realize that their troubles, their successes, their failures, whatever they have, is coming from God Himself. And it's not enough just to kind of ignore the natural world and focus on God, but rather one has to be able to see the natural world and see God within the natural world. And so the Jewish people would have to look at the snake and be told that by looking at the snake they would be healed, and yet focus past the snake on God Himself. That the snake itself is God's messenger. It's not the snake that's biting and causing death, and it's not the snake that you're looking at and that's healing, but rather God Himself is the one in charge. And the same snake that can bite and kill, the very same snake can be a source of healing, because ultimately it's not the snake that's doing it, it's God Himself. And God could decide when something does good and when it does bad. By looking at the snake and recognizing that my problems, my troubles, and my successes, and the good things that happen are not because of my efforts or because of natural forces, but rather to see God in the snake itself, to look at that snake and not just see beyond the snake, but see that the snake itself really comes from heaven, from God Himself, and to focus on God, and that that snake is only God's agent, and to focus on God and not the snake at all, that was the source of the healing of the Jewish people. It's not always easy, but this is something that we can work on as well. We have a lot of challenges in life, a lot of successes in life, failures, good things, bad things, and sometimes we pat ourselves in the back and say, I did this great thing, and sometimes we kick something or get upset at it because we think it is bad, and ultimately we have to realize that everything is coming from God. Yes, we have to put in our efforts to make a living, to succeed, and so on, but ultimately we have to realize that our ability to do things and whether our efforts will be successful is dependent on God Himself. And when bad things happen, despite our efforts, we need to realize that that's coming from God as well. That's the lesson of the snake. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.